What's up, Schmodown fans? Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Schmodown. I'm Star Wars competitor, Andrew DiMolanta.
And I'm Nikki DiMolanta.
A little nervous right now. We have somebody with us that has been listening to the show.
Kind of important.
This is probably the biggest show we've had because he addressed us. He called us to be on the show. We didn't call him.
Drew Grant chimes in and says, "When is video, Drew?" Don't know the answer to that.
I think these competitors, some of them are just kind of sitting and then they just start talking, but they don't realize that they're actually typing and they're like talking into a mirror to themselves and they just type out and then it just word vomits onto them. So you just got a small peek into my life of what I deal with. And that's just two of the competitors.
I can't even imagine.
So now imagine the entire, do you understand the whole reason I came up with this freaking draft is so I didn't have to deal with the competitors. So now only the managers are who I deal with because a couple people texted me afterwards. I said, you don't have to text me anymore. Have your manager.
Talk to your managers.
If I have to hear one more suggestion about this or that or what, or entrance music, or I don't like my nickname. Like it's like talk to your manager, please.
Well, while we're at it, Christian, I would like to change my nickname.
Yeah.
Rookies don't get to do that. I'm not a rookie anymore, but rookies don't get to do that.
You got to earn it. You got to earn it.
When studio tapings resume, will there be an audience, and what changes will occur?
I didn't address the one thing is that what we will do is the difference is if you've been to a studio taping, the difference that from significant difference is you could hang out and watch the matches all day. If you had a match for this type of taping, you shot your match, you're done. See you later. You're out. You know, it's like thank you. You go out the door. Mm-hmm. Then we bring the next people in. We're not doing a big thing, but there is something to be said that once we are allowed to have more people in, that I think there's something fun about renting a theater and packing it out with everyone in it to have like a mini live event, but it's like a studio match.
That'd be exciting. Let's take a few more because I want to get into this match because we're running out.
Luckily there only are a few more.
Thank you.
What matches do you hope to get to happen once studio tapings resume?
I mean, the Roka Irwin match, obviously, right?
Well, Roka Irwin would be a throwdown. Smets and Chandru would be a throwdown.
Oh, yeah.
Corruption versus Founding Fathers would be a throwdown. Guy versus Kalinowski would be a throwdown. Mm-hmm. So those are probably four throwdowns that I would do like immediately when we're allowed to do them.
Yeah, you're
can't wait.
Yeah, doubling down on live events or live streams.
Yeah.
And especially since that poll was up of who everyone's excited to see come back, it's like, it's perfect. It's like everyone votes for who they want to see. So it's like, all right, there are the matches. Do you think there will be any live events anywhere the rest of the year?
If there is, I would say Spectacular is probably the only one that I can see happening, and it would probably be in Los Angeles. I don't see us traveling anytime soon.
Yeah, that's only reasonable.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, how often do you plan... Oh, Star Wars related.
Oh.
How often do you plan to reset the template for the Star Wars division in terms of questions? The questions will start to run out after so many matches. Let me take this one. There are so many questions to ask in Star Wars, and you don't even know.
Well, that goes back to Andrew's comment last week, where... when you have regular matches, when they're not tournament matches, then there's only six questions in the first round. Title matches and tournament matches, it's 10 questions.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
But to your point,
I mean, we are recycling questions that was established a while ago.
Yeah.
And also there's so much stuff to ask in Star Wars. If you don't think there is, you're not paying attention.
She doesn't agree with me, but if you ever need like a fifth for like a celebration match,
if you need someone to cruise in at fifth place.
Well, you might retain a lot more than you think with this lunatic. Yeah.
I am a bit of a nerd.
Yeah.
So call me if you need me, okay?
We're always looking for new people, especially, you know, it's like, and it's one of those, and I'm always looking for, especially female competitors, absolutely, but just sassy competitors for sure. We're always looking for personalities and Star Wars even Andrew, when you auditioned, I told you that, you know, it's like, if you're good, if you can hold your own in Star Wars, you got a good shot to make it, but you also got to be able to, you got to be good on the mic. You got to be able to talk, because that's how you sustain inside of the Schmodown. Like you can be really good, but you can't sustain with the audience. Like I did that poll in the Facebook group of like the top personalities and people that people would want to pay to see.
Yes.
Right. And I will just say that a lot of the like really great trivia players, you don't see them in the top like five.
It's the Andrew Guys.
Andrew Guy was number two.
And he's also a good trivia competitor. He's good. To be underestimated.
He's good. He's good, but he's not like these like, you know, like there are some people who just answer questions and that's all they do.
Yeah.
Like that are just like these movie minds.
Yeah.
Like without Bibbiani, to his credit, has been able to do both of those things.
Mm-hmm. He has.
And so I think he was in the top 10, you know, so that's why like you've got to be, as long as if you're good on the mic, you understand it. It's easier now to find people, competitors coming into this thing that understand it,
yes,
as opposed to when we first started with pundits being involved in it and going, wait, what are we doing? Wait, mm-hmm. I like him. Why am I yelling at them? You know, it's like that is gone now because people know what it is. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you find these people. I mean, look at Paul Oyama, Robert Parker, mm-hmm. Chance. They all came from the fan leagues and they all were watching this and understanding with all these new people coming in. They get it now. And it's not, I don't deal with it as much as I used to of the competitors who don't understand what we're doing anymore.
Yeah. Luckily.
Luckily.
That's the draw of evolving, I guess.
Yeah. So since we're running out of time, let's go ahead and get into this match that we got against Laura Kelly and Sean Sullivan.
Yes.
Bring up your notes.
So Laura Lights Out Kelly.
Changed her name.
Sean, she changed her name. She was Luminesse, mm-hmm. but now she's the Lights Out. So she's against Sean the Saint. I'd like to know how that name came about.
That was Alice's doing, I believe.
Alice?
Yeah, it was. I think so. We're trying to figure that out at one point because Sean told me it was. And like I remember it being this crazy day at the studio, and I was like, did I come up with that? I don't remember. And then like I think Alice, because I really like it. I really like it a lot. So yeah.
I was wondering.
I'll give it Alice.
Good job, Mark. So let's just dive right into it. So round one, they both did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Sean misses one question. And right. I don't remember the topic of the question. You can fill in those blanks.
Mm-hmm.
Ratzenberger. Mm-hmm. He puts Ratzenberg. Let me just point something out that I feel like I observed. I don't know if it's true or not, but when he was writing it, it looked like he kind of erased a little something.
Yeah.
And I can only wonder, and I'll never know.
Did he erase the ER?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he kind of smiled after the answer.
Yeah, so maybe he's like, God, I shouldn't have done that. And
so I wonder. But most competitors probably would have been like, oh, no, I had that.
Yeah.
So it just leaves me to, I'll never know, and I won't be able to sleep tonight. So there's that. So he missed Ratzenberger. Laura gets it, and that's the only one he missed.
Yes,
to his
that's
credit.
The only one.
Laura gets a perfect round because that's just what she do, baby. And then she gets the bonus question. With, you know, Yoda and R2 fighting over the space torch.
The space torch, as Steel Saunders would say.
So at the end of round one, it's 9-11 in favor of Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Round two, Laura opts to go first. She gets Return of the Jedi. She only goes multiple choice once. And it was a question about Luke keeping a promise to
promise
a friend.
Promise to a friend, yeah.
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 She gets it, though. No steal. Really not much to talk about because there was no steal.
Yeah.
Sean gets the Phantom Menace. He also goes to multiple choice once. Jar Jar was on Tatooine, he like shoots his tongue out, eats a thing. What does the vendor want to charge him for his snack?
This was a ridiculous
this
question.
This was a funny question for me personally. So he got it. It was 7 whoopee.
Yeah, but it took him a repeat and a
multiple choice. Repeat.
Yeah.
And a repeat of the multiple choices, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Which didn't cost him a GTE.
No, you can do it. You can repeat the multiple choice once throughout the match.
Without
getting charged, yes.
Oh, so only once. So one repeat of the options throughout the match, right? I think that's what I do.
Never mind.
Don't mind me. Ignore me. I'm speaking out loud right now.
Just taking notes.
Yeah.
By the end of round two, 18-20 in favor of Miss Laura Lights Out. Round three, Sean goes first. He gets a two-pointer in movie quotes. Who said about Palpatine, about killing Palpatine, who said that I sure would like to?
Mm-hmm.
Anakin. He gets it.
Took him a little longer than... Did he use another repeat on that?
I feel like he did.
Maybe.
Yeah,
because
it took him a while to get to there.
I feel like he did. He might have burned his last one. Laura gets her two-pointer in the Clone Wars, the nickname that Ahsoka gave to Anakin. Sky Guy. Mm-hmm. She got it. bounces back to Sean.
I don't want to watch that movie, but I've seen it like 12 times.
I've seen Clone Wars more times than I care to admit.
Right. Yeah. It's still a horrendous movie, but like, the thing is, like, when you watch it, I think it's because of the addition of Clone Wars, the TV show, that like it just feels like a throwaway episode of the Clone Wars, and you're like, okay, well, this all adds into everything else that happens inside of the show. Yeah. So I deal with it a lot better now.
Doesn't that movie within the actual order of the viewings, isn't it coming until like end of season one, closer to season two? That's like so weird.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you're gonna whatever.
Let's be honest.
We can talk Star Wars all day, but like,
I'd rather watch Clone Wars than Attack of the Clones, if we're going to be honest here.
Wow.
Christian agrees.
Yeah, the TV show? I would much rather watch
the movie.
I haven't watched a TV show, but I'd watch the movie.
I'll tell you what. I revisited the movie. When I saw the movie, I went to the premiere, and I remember that. When I went to the premiere of that movie, and I saw Dave Filoni for the first time I ever – now you know how I feel about Dave Filoni now. But when I was walking out of that theater, and I was with my buddy, and I look at him, I go, that's the guy who ruined Star Wars. Right? I said, look, and in my head, right? And then it's fast forward to today when I think the guy can walk on water. But I rewatched that movie recently. I think it's the same thing in what I just said with, the TV show. It just feels like a long episode. It's like kiddish, and I feel like I was watching it with my daughter. She loved it, and I didn't hate it as much as I did beforehand.
You can almost see it if you watch the movie. It's like, oh, once they finish the Battle of Christophsis, that's where the episode ends. That's where it should end, and then you pick it up with the stuff on Tatooine.
Yep.
So
it's not good, but I'd rather watch it before the Attack of
the
Clones. Yeah, I agree.
It took her 3 days to finish Attack of the Clones the first time.
Oh boy, I kept falling asleep. <good. laughs> It's rough.
All right.
So she gets that Clone Wars question. She got it, Sky Guy. 3 points back to Sean. He gets a question that had a little bit of, I don't even know if I want to use the word controversy, but it was in the realm of villains.
Death Star?
Yes. Yeah, Death Star. How many crawls mentioned the Death Star? And it was 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge is irrelevant.
I think so, too.
I think it's the idea... If I was going to talk to the writers themselves, if the idea is probably because the way that they're thinking is that heroes and villains, that where do the villains reside?
That's
like, as far as like where, what part, like when you think of the Death Star, like whose base is Death Star? It's the villains.
Yeah, it's
like
a bad guy thing.
That's a good way to look at it.
So that's what they're looking at as far as villains go. It's like, it's their home base. It's like when you think of like, and an argument can be made for vehicles and technology and stuff too, that it could fit there. But the same thing, could be. So if there, I wouldn't, if it was Inner Geekdom and it was a hero's like about Batman's car, it was about the Batmobile, and the Batmobile has this and this.
True.
And it's Batman's car. So it's a hero's car.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they would have won that challenge if they would have challenged it. So that one didn't really bother me.
And no stink on Sean, but like, it's like, no matter what it was categorized, it wasn't in his head. So
it's like
either you know it or you don't know it.
Even if it was weapons, vehicles, it still wasn't there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at another time it was. Because I know people in the chat, I don't know how much you pay attention to chat, Christian, probably
not during the match.
Because I know people were like, what? The Death Star is not sentient. And I'm like, wow.
Well, it is sort of treated like a character in Rogue One, if I can speak on that. It's like it is kind of treated like a character in Rogue One. Like, you see it and it's like this looming thing. So
it's a bad guy thing.
Yeah,
it's the bad guy's base, and it's the villain's base. It's
it
the villain's.
Be like a hero's question being something about a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's a villain's thing. So stands.
Exactly, it stands. And 5-pointer obviously stays with Sean. The Phantom Menace. What system is Ben Quadraneros from?
Is it planet or system?
I don't remember the exact wording.
I think they said planet. Yeah.
Planet.
Yeah.
You know this one, Dimolanta? Did you know it?
Of course I knew it.
Yeah, you should say that even if you didn't.
No.
I knew it too.
Not to flex, but the past two, the play-in and this one, since my match with Laura Kelly, I've missed. Yeah. I played along with all of them. I've missed one question. And it was only because I didn't go to multiple choice.
Oh, don't show your cards.
But the last two matches, I've gone perfect. No multiple choice. I've known everything. So.
Awesome.
I knew the TON system, so I'm pretty proud of myself.
If you knew that, you should be competing. I'll tell you that, because that was a tough one.
I mean,
she.
I don't. I knew it. That's all.
How did you do? How did you do in that match?
I didn't tally up how many I actually missed. I mean, I don't think I would. I would not have won.
I remember looking at you when the questions were out because, like, I was
nodding
my head, and you're like, oh yeah, it's.
I at least tied with Sean. At least. I don't know how many points I actually got.
We are actually going to do another play along. The next play along we're doing after all this is after my next match or after the tournament. We're doing the Knapsack Whitwer match.
Oh,
with you.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that's what she's going to be playing
okay.
around.
So the Iron Man.
So, yeah. So
such a good
yeah, the Iron Man.
Check it out, baby. It's going to be good.
have you seen that match before, Nikki?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've definitely seen the match before. Definitely. Oh, okay. I mean, I've seen all the Star Wars matches. So
such a good match.
Oh yeah.
It was a good match. Yeah. I can't wait. That's going to be good. I didn't know that was our next one, so that was fun for me.
We said it was our next one, but anyways.
I'm ready. So the match ended up, he missed it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and right. I respect his honesty in saying that he never even heard of the TUN system.
I mean, it's a very background-ish quote in the movie.
It was a throwaway quote,
if you're
really.
Not paying attention to the movie, you're like, oh, no character's saying any words, you'd be like, okay, whatever.
Right.
And it's, yeah.
Who cares about Boonta Eve? You know what I'm saying? So the match ended up 20-22 in favor of Laura.
Yeah.
So that's what we got going.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on Sean's performance? Because he didn't have the best of Star Wars competitors' performances in his first match. And again it's circumstances because he's called in last minute and things like that. But what did you guys think of his performance this time around? Because
I think for a rookie, he's doing pretty damn good. I mean,
he won
his first match in a very short notice. Mm-hmm. Because what had happened was that Andrew Guy was supposed to compete with the family match, and he got ill that day. And I reached out to Kate. I said, "Look, can we get Sean and to do a match?" And to Adam's credit, he also went on short notice, and they both played. And you know, it was a fun match. And he's got a good personality. He's a really good guy. He's never complains. Well, he's still a rookie, so give it time. But and then you know, he gets in there and I thought he scrapped with one of the best in the division.
Yeah,
he you know, and
yeah, I would argue he had the toughest first round because I know firsthand how good Laura is, and you know,
no one to be messed with, and the polls.
No, and her new attitude, is scary. Like I love this confidence in her. Like because the other times I've spoken with her, and at the, she's super nice, but she was a little timid, you know, mm-hmm. and like this is the first time I saw her just embrace like, no, I'm good at this. Like,
yeah.
I'm really good at this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to show you I'm good at this. And I think Shannon adds to that.
Oh yeah.
And it was so, I mean, that promo was so awesome when she has the red saber at the end, and like, I loved it. I thought, I mean, Laura Kelly to me is like one of the superstars of the division right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, she definitely.
Oh yeah.
She definitely seems very comfortable with corruption. I think it was an excellent choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her in any other faction at this point.
What were your thoughts on Sean though? Like
Christian said, I feel like for a rookie, and I don't mean for it to sound condescending like that, like for a rookie, you know.
Hey, we've seen.
I think
Laura
he did.
Was a rookie last year. See, look what happened.
Yeah. Well, I think he did very respectably. Mm-hmm. He has nothing to hang his head about at all.
Oh, yeah. No.
It was a tough match. He did everything he could. If you don't know your 5-pointer, you don't even know your 5-pointer. Sometimes you get the 12th Mooney out. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll never forget the 12th Mooney out. Ever.
I posted a poll in the Facebook group today. I know, Andrew, you're not in there, so I won't tell you the results if you don't want to know them.
Mm-hmm.
After this match, I put who will now win the Star Wars tournament, and there's now obviously 7 competitors left. Mm-hmm. Or yes, so do you want to know the results, or would you rather not?
Probably not.
Probably not.
If I had to guess.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So it's but it's up there. If anybody wants to vote on it, it's in the Facebook group right now.
Yeah, I told Andrew, I'm like, as your local manager, when Tom Dagnino's not here, I advise you to not look.
Oh, you would
smart.
You would not. You wouldn't know how many times like something would be posted on Facebook and at this point, I'm not even doing that anymore. And I would be like, I would immediately like, what? And immediately want to yell out to everybody. She's like,
no point.
Stop that. Don't do that.
No point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is. I always think it's actually beneficial when the competitors, especially if they're active during the season, that they stay out because it's
for sure.
The fans are going to act like sports fans. That's what we're asking them to
do.
And it's hard not to take it personal, but like they're rooting for who they like, and they're going to express what they think. And I think you've gotten a lot of love, but it's like, it's one of those things where, and you're now on that Finstock exchange, and now the Finstock exchange, they're becoming the Yankees. They're becoming, the you know, yeah, the BK Patriots, and everybody now wants them to lose.
Yeah.
And it just happens. It's the nature of the beast. Mm-hmm. It's just how it goes. Of course, the Finstock exchange fans are gonna fight with you guys to the depths of hell, but it's everybody else that wants you to go down. You know that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously this coming Wednesday, or because this will air on Monday, this Wednesday is the match between myself and Scrimshaw. We're not gonna talk so much about this because, you know,
I wonder who we're gonna pick.
but I just, again, since you're on, we have a third person. What are your thoughts? I'm not gonna ask you who you're gonna pick, yeah, but what do you see? How do you see this shaking out?
I see a scrap. I see the writers having to do what we did for Lord of the Rings and have extra questions for sudden death ready to go, because this is gonna be either a 15-20 round sudden death match, or it's gonna be one of these things like, oh my god, how did I miss that? I slipped on the word. I forgot this. You've gone through that before with your odds question.
Yeah.
You know, like that's like something like, I know it's old wounds, but it's one of those things. That's what it's going to be, because Scrimshaw knows it. Scrimshaw is a guy where, you know, he's a scary competitor because he's just plugged in and he knows all this information, and he's just really smooth and he's cool and he's funny and he's like, he doesn't like, you don't ever see him really get worked up, and you're not going to see him argue or scream and yell when he's challenging, or it's just not in his nature to do. That's why he's the Jedi, right? And so I see it, I don't know you well enough yet too, but what I've seen is that you're determined, you know, and I see that you want this and you talk about this, and you seem to be one of those players that under pressure, you know, it's like you welcome it. But there is a lot of pressure on you, and for a lot of different reasons. And I've said it, there's pressure is that it's going to be very hard to get a match at 0-3, right? It's also Finstock Exchange right now in first place. You win this match, then they're going to be in really good shape. You lose it, it opens up the gates. I mean, there's a lot of pressure there, but that's also part of being part of the Finstock Exchange.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is the glory in it, that if you win and you get those 3 points, and hell, if you do the unthinkable and do the TKO to Scrimshaw and you get 4, then you're going to be the hero of the Finstock Exchange. Yeah. You know, so it's like, this is why we play the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And exactly. I will say the pressure is there. We've had the discussion. It was like, hey, we need you to perform. We need these points, because if we lose, then, you know, we have to make up in the IG and the singles. But bring it on. That's all I'll say. Scrimshaw better be prepared, because again, I have not. This has been on my mind since my loss, and this is all I'm searching. I don't want to give away my promo, but I've never been so determined to perform, and I've never wanted anything more than I do my shot at Alex. So that's all I'll say.
Have you ever spoken to Scrimshaw?
Yeah, I spoke to him before the Chicago match. To him after his title shot against Alex. He's a super cool guy, but not looking at him that way this next week.
I get it.
He is the enemy.
Look at him. He's in your way.
Yep. Yeah. He's in the
way. Do you have a preference of who you'd play next? That's something I'm waiting to see. My wife has not ordered the food yet, so I'll stick around until if that's cool with you guys.
Yes, for sure.
So the question that I had for you is that this is, you have made it very clear that you want Alex Damon. Alex Damon is on. He's Rocky IV. He's the Drago in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like 100%. But in the next bracket over, or right above you, is his wife. So if Molly, who also wants to make a name for herself, if she winds up taking out Adam Witt, which is certainly possible, and you find yourself squaring off against Molly, is that kind of like first strike against Alex?
Absolutely. I mean, if I have to take down a Damon to get to Damon, to another Damon, so be it. I mean, that's the thing. And I'm not, if I go up against Witt, it's unfamiliar territory, because obviously I haven't gone up against him, but I've gone against Molly before. And, you know, I performed against her and I've done well against her. So, but who knows? She might have brushed up all. I said it before that her performance in Chicago is more, you know,
It's. I don't really think it's.
I don't think it's indicative. It's a lot like me. It's not an indicative of her knowledge. It's not. It's a lot of.
No, I think the live. Yeah.
A lot of gameplay stuff. So.
Well, it's a live event. I think got to her. Also, I think that she's gonna be more comfortable from her home. But there's something though that I'm like, oh man, I wish this tournament. I wish we could do it live because imagine, you guys, and it's the Demolantes versus the Scrimshaws. I mean, excuse me, versus the Damons. Mm-hmm. It's like, to me, that's like. That would be awesome. What a story that would be.
Hilarious.
It'd be hilarious. But anyway.
That would be fun. And people have asked about that before, like, oh, what about the demons?
I'm sure.
Demons.
I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll do a tag Star Wars match somewhere down the line.
It could be a fun exhibition. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? But so I think we're going to go ahead and wrap that up because I don't want to keep you longer than and you have to be because you got
a busy man. Busy boy.
Right. Stuff to do. That's right. But we usually hear at the end of the shows, we have like, hey, guess where can we find you online? And
oh, man, where can everyone
where can
find
they find
you?
Christian online?
Can you provide them a link on Twitch so that they don't have to hunt for it, Christian?
I couldn't believe that. So I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen that guy in the Facebook group since. But it's like unbelievable. I refuse to watch it. It's like, don't watch it.
Hey, Christian, try to survive without my views.
How does a guy watch television? I refuse to change the channel to go to channel 7.
I just want all my content on one myself. Channel.
Talking about.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
But yeah, so if you haven't followed the Schmodown at all, I don't even know why you're listening to the show and you're not following the Schmodown.
Probably wouldn't be.
SCN Live, obviously, every morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead and fill in everything else. I'm forgetting.
The main thing right now is just to remind everybody, I guess, that on this Monday, if you're a patron on the Movie Trivia Schmodown, if you go to patreon.com/schmodown, you can get the Ben Goddard and Vavida match, the play-in match. You can get it early. You want to do it because, you know, you want to start to check out those brackets and fill out your own brackets and see how you're going to do and how will he do and how will Vavida be, you know? So that's going to be a really good match. And then on Friday, you got Greg Alba and the Warfather. So
nice. That's okay. Awesome.
It's like we're back.
Because
like
we've never seen Vavida in Intergeekdom, right?
No, David has never. No, nice, he's never played in any singles match. He's only played in teams.
And same with Alba.
Career. Yeah, same with Alba. That's right. Yes. So Alba, I mean, Alba's played in free for alls before, but he's never played in anything but teams. Mm-hmm. So who knows how the real rejects are going to be? You know, I just didn't seem besides Mara Kanopic that Coy has anybody on his squad that can play IG. So I think, you know, he just has to go down the line and pick some people. But who knows? Maybe they surprise people. You never know.
Yeah, who knows?
And then, you know, on that side, Goddard has proved looking to be a triple threat.
Goddard's got a really good push for Rookie of the Year.
He can. I think it all is dependent on how he does in this. And then all the spotlight's going to be on him with the singles tournament. It's like, that's how he's going to lock it up. If he can, even if he doesn't get himself a title shot, if he advances, if he can get himself two or three rounds into the singles, and if he can win one or two matches, one match in Intergeekdom and another match in teams, I think he's got it locked.
Oh yeah. I can't wait. This is a
Barbarian. That's what I wanted to do for you guys. Before there's a Barbarian. So I have not done this yet. I haven't even shown this. I have the Barbarians theme song. I haven't put it on SEN. I haven't put it on anywhere, and it's going to debut. We're taping his match soon, and we're going to debut it. I was going to debut it on that match, but I will debut it on this show.
Exclusive to Beyond the Schmodown.
If I can find it. Oh, I got it. Okay, it's really good. All right. Is this the demo? What's the final one?
David B.
Yeah, let me bring it up. So let's and then we'll call it a day here. But I wanted to, I had brought it up and now it's gone. But give me a second. I have to play it though.
Yeah, I'll plug a couple of things. So Nikki, do you want to bring? Can you find out?
Twitter DIMMMYYY. That's me.
That's the quickest you've ever done that. Yeah. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Twitch at Drew DiMalanta DIMALANT. I know I haven't been streaming as much, obviously, because I'm preparing. If you listen to us on audio form, please rate, follow us on podcast feed, Beyond the Schmodown podcast feed. Like, subscribe, and to like this video, comment below, subscribe to the channel. And if you have not, if you feel so inclined, join the Patreon, patreon.com/AndrewandNikki. Become a member of the squadron. Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, especially our squadron commanders, Tamar Bada and Alec Miller.
Yeah.
All right, I found it. This is the Barbarian theme. The Barbarian has heard it. I sent it to him.
Oh, nice.
But no one has heard this yet. It's maybe my favorite theme so far. All right, here it is. You know, I can't hear anything.
Oh, no, I don't hear anything.
Oh, no. maybe it was that thing that we did beforehand.
No, I don't think it is. It should be able to play on yours.
It's through. Really, you guys can't hear me through that. Let me try to do. Let me see if that even at the echo. Let me see it. Hold on. Let me try that, and see if it works.
All right, we'll mute ourselves so that.
Yeah.
Patty boy, it's me. Daddy's having trouble.
All right, you heard that? Okay, good. So then you should be able to hear this then. Okay, here we go. Hear it now? Gone? What happened? Let's try it again. Here we go. Right through. All right, I got it. Hold on, here we go. Sorry. How great is that?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's so good.
There
we go. You're better now. It's better now. So, it was, he had put that together. It's like and I could just picture that. I want so badly to put the Barbarian in a live arena match to have him heading at these walking down.
That.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go get this food now.
Yeah. So,
all right, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Christian.
Thank you.
And just really quick, I never got to ask you to thank you for this amazing opportunity to bring me into the Schmodown. And because without the Schmodown, this show doesn't exist. And without me and the Schmodown, this show probably doesn't get much traction.
Thank you for the Schmodown.
Yes. Thank you for the Schmodown overall.
No, you guys have been great. You're really very supportive. And your show's really fun to listen to. And, you know, every take. It's still a take.
With that, we will end the show there.
We can't end like
that. Should be a soundbite.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Beyond the Showdown. We will see you guys
next time.